Coming up, hot music for a warming climate. But first, let's open the mailbag. We recently reported on efforts by scientists to take cellulose-digesting microbes from the guts of termites, genetically modify them, and then use them to help make the biofuel ethanol. Scientists see it as part of the solution to our energy challenges, but Rebecca Chamberlain, who listens on KUOW in Seattle, wonders whether it might not just create more problems. She writes, "Once you unleash a genetically engineered microbe, you can't take it back. What side effects are these modified microbes and termites going to have on the planet?" Our interview with Dr. Marston Wagner, the obstetrician and former director of Women and Children's Health at the World Health Organization, raised the ire of several listeners. Dr. Wagner claims in his new book, Born in the USA, that the modern American maternity system is broken, that obstetricians are largely to blame, and midwifery is the answer. But a listener from Lee, New Hampshire, writes that Dr. Marsden is a Johnny-come-lately to the midwife movement. He says there's been a healthy awareness about the dangers of hospital births for at least 20 years, and families have long been turning to midwives. Dr. Lisa Moore, an associate professor of maternal and fetal medicine at the University of New Mexico, took issue with the interview for the opposite reason. Dr. Moore writes, "The truth of the matter is that early in the last century, the maternal death rate was 1 in 100 live births, and the reason that's no longer true is because of the intervention of doctors. The fact that the U.S. has the second highest infant mortality rate among developed countries, she says, is solely due to poverty." Finally, we reported a few weeks ago that British billionaire Richard Branson is offering $25 million to anyone who can develop a technology to remove a billion tons of carbon dioxide a year out of the atmosphere. In that report, we mistakenly said that one of Branson's companies is Virgin Records. A listener wrote in to remind us that Branson sold Virgin Records 15 years ago. Given the current state of the record industry, the listener adds that Branson was a visionary even then. If you have a vision about anything you hear on the show, let us know. We're all ears. Send us a note at comments@loe.org. That's comments@loe.org. Or call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Thank you.